50,000 trees. Last year, across all of our projects, we planted 50,000 trees. Though each of you only took a few seconds to subscribe, we collectively created a valuable change. In fact, it worked so well that we made it one of the themes of our second season: collective action that will create a sustainable and just world.
Climate justice brings together the many inequalities and injustices of climate change.
And what that means is we have to invest in protecting people and economies and places from the impacts of climate change.
From each according to their ability, to each according to their needs.
You're either a borrower or you're a lender.
Years ago, I started really thinking about the impact that I wanted to have on the world.
This season, I talked to philanthropists, entrepreneurs, patient capitalists, members of rural cooperatives, people who have started social media challenges, analyzed the risk of climate-related disasters, constructed international treaties from scratch, and even run countries. We discuss everything from climate insurance to self-care, all in the name of environmental justice.
If our classrooms aren't covering it, then where are people getting their information?
I fell in love with insurance as a tool to solve climate change.
How do we control this rather than let it control us?
For those of you who are new to this podcast, I'm your host, Adam Met. I'm a musician from the multi-platinum band AJR, but I also do a lot of other things. I'm the founder and director of Sustainable Partners, Inc., the nonprofit that makes this podcast possible. I'm almost done with my PhD, and I work with the United Nations Development Program as an advocate. How do you figure out the right way to communicate it to a wider audience?
Respect indigenous wisdom and knowledge as science.
The best approach is to tell stories.
Telling stories is important because it humanizes the topic.
For each of you who subscribe to this podcast, we plant a tree. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll never miss an episode. Here's a snippet of what's to come.
It's good to be a penguin because penguins take the first leap into the ocean.
We have big corporations paying millions of dollars to get into like the brains of Gen Z.
We have to imagine this world we need to be rushing towards.
At the end of the day, we're all fighting for a better future, which is our planet.
What is important is not perfection today, but the commitment to perfection tomorrow.
Not so much to say that I'm an optimist, but to say that I'm a prisoner of hope.
Episodes premiere on Thursdays. This season, we'll also be posting them on YouTube, so be sure to check that out. Last year, I was so excited that so many of you decided to come on this journey with me. I hope that even more of you will continue with me into this next season. From the bottom of my heart, welcome back to Planet Reimagined.